A very good afternoon and happy Friday. I'm here to make two very important announcements. The first is on the President's final exercise to help set the stage for the post-2015 development agenda. And the second is on the concert that President Ash will be hosting this evening, titled Setting the Stage 2015 and Beyond. Before I begin, I would like to kindly introduce our very special guest today. I have joining me today some of the artists who will be performing at this evening's concert. I will start to my immediate left. We have Sumi from the fusion rock band La Lande here all the way from Bangladesh. We have Mr. Emmanuel Jal sitting next to Sumi, a former child soldier turned hip-hop artist and activist from South Sudan. Next to Mr. Jal is Ms. Jocelyne Barrault, a lead singer from the legendary Francophone Caribbean band Kassav. And next to Jocelyne, Mr. Michel Montano, one of the most popular soca artists of the Caribbean. Thank you so much for joining us today and being part of this musical event this evening. I would first like to provide an outline of the President's sixth and final event that is an integral part of the exercises designed to help set the stage, to help build the groundwork for the post-2015 development agenda. Then I will offer highlights on this evening's concert, and then we'll be more than happy to take some questions. The high-level event of the General Assembly on the contributions of human rights and the rule of law to the post-2015 development agenda will take place this coming Monday and Tuesday, June 9th and 10th, in the Trusteeship Council Chamber. The objective of the high-level event will examine how human rights, including the rights to development, the role, the rule of law, and the national and international levels can support an inclusive, people-centered development agenda. This event will offer participants the opportunity to exchange their experiences and lessons learned regarding the treatment of human rights and the rule of law in the development context, including for the achievement of the Millennium Development Goals, the MDGs. It will also offer an opportunity to identify gaps and challenges in this regard that will require further attention and support in the post-2015 development agenda. Identifying resources and capacities necessary to foster a universal approach, promoting freedom from want and freedom from fear. The opening session will begin on Monday at 10 a.m. and will run to 10:45 a.m. His Excellency, Mr. John W. Ash, the President of the General Assembly, will be delivering opening remarks. His Excellency, Mr. Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the United Nations, will also be delivering opening remarks. Then we will hear from Her Royal Highness, Crown Princess Mette Marite of UNAIDS International Goodwill Ambassador, and then from Mr. Anthony Lake, the Executive Director of the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF. Her Excellency, Ms. Navathelem Pillay, the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, will deliver a video message. The opening segment will be followed by a plenary session starting at 10:45 a.m. and going to 1 p.m. that Monday, and the plenary will resume from 3 p.m. and run till 6 p.m. that evening. On day two, we will witness the first panel discussion starting at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the topic exploring the contributions of human rights and the rule of law in supporting national and international efforts toward poverty eradication and sustainable development. Our chair moderator will be Ms. Irene Khan, Director General of the International Development Law Organization, with a keynote address to be delivered by His Excellency, Mr. Jan Eliasson, the Deputy Secretary General of the United Nations. Panel discussion two will begin at 3 p.m. That will run to 5:30 p.m. on the topic Toward a Transformational Development Agenda, Integrating Human Rights and the Rule of Law with a View to Improving Development Outcomes. The chair and moderator for panel two will be His Excellency, Mr. Juan Manuel Gomez Robledo, Vice Minister for Multilateral Affairs and Human Rights of Mexico. The closing session will take place from 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Tuesday, and delivering chair's summaries and closing remarks by His Excellency the President, Mr. John W. Ash of the General Assembly. The outcome of the high-level event will be a president's summary, which will be issued at its conclusion and will subsequently be made available to the Open Working Group on Sustainable Development Goals and, of course, to the Intergovernmental Committee of Experts on Sustainable Development Financing as for their consideration as applicable. Participants include member states who have been invited at the ministerial level, and representatives of the United Nations agencies and from civil society, major groups, and other relevant stakeholders will be participating at the high-level event. The event will be webcast live at UNTV and archived. You can follow the discussions on Twitter at hashtag PGAPost2015. Again, hashtag PGAPost2015. A media advisory has been made available for you and is, of course, currently in the back of the room and should also be in your inboxes as I speak. And the agenda with a full list of participants can be found on the President's website. And now on tonight's concert. The President of the General Assembly is hosting an international event this evening, Friday, 6 June. The major concert on Post-2015 is being held in the temporary General Assembly Hall this evening, starting at 7 p.m. The concert is centered on the theme of his presidency, which is the Post-2015 Development Agenda, Setting the Stage. The concert, titled Setting the Stage 2015 and Beyond, is created to advance the theme of the President's President Ash's theme. While also celebrating the role of performing artists in engaging people in positive change. It will shine a spotlight on the enormous significance of 2015. And in doing so, will encourage the participation of global citizens sitting right here with us today, young and old, in shaping the future they envision. The concert will showcase a variety of performing artists from various countries, including some from the least developing countries, LDCs, for whom the eradication of poverty is a particular and prevailing concern and challenge. The concert will be webcast live on webtv.un.org. New York residents can also watch the concert on Time Warner Cable Network, Channel 150. We will witness the attendance.
Not anymore.
Okay.
208.
Oh, it's 208. Okay, I have been corrected. Thank you so much to my press conference editor sitting right here. Let me repeat that. Thank you, Errol. For New York residents, you can watch the event on Time Warner Cable Network, channel 250.
208.
I'm sorry, 208. Channel 208. Thank you. Again, Time Warner Cable, channel 208. We will witness the attendance of representatives of a wide range of entities, including senior government officials, high-level representatives from UN member states, senior officials and staff of the UN system, NGOs, and representatives of civil society organizations, celebrities, academia, and, of course, the private sector. Guyana-born American film and television actress Carol Christina Hilaria Pounder, also known as CCH Pounder, will be a co-master of ceremonies, and she will be joined by Mr. T.J. Holmes of MSNBC. The concert would not be realized without the fundamental support of so many departments, agencies, funds, you name it, within the UN system, and for that we are most grateful. Ladies and gentlemen, we believe that we have set the stage, that indeed the stage has been set. And so we are happy to hear remarks from our very special guest. And if I may start with, we'll start from the end. Mr. Michel Montano, you have the floor.
Thank you. Over here? Sorry. Good day to all. Thank you very much. My name is Marshall Montano, and I hail from the beautiful nation of Trinidad and Tobago, the land of calypso, steel pan, soca, and carnival. I'm here as a soca artist, and it's really an honor for me to make my contribution and support the efforts of the 2015 and beyond agenda. I think we bring to the table many solutions. But most of all, our voices and our music can encourage people to move in the right direction. You know, I'm very proud to say that I'm from a happy nation, and we celebrate life, we celebrate diversity, and we celebrate unity. So today my theme is going to be real unity. How do we find real unity to unite and know that we are all one? So we have to take care of each other and eradicate poverty and help develop nations and help develop individuals. I think I sing a happy music, and I preach, you know, the differences that we share are only the prelude to when we meet each other and recognize our similarities. So I look forward to, you know, bringing a happy vehicle to carry happy messages forward, and I really look forward to 2015 and beyond as the next step. Thank you very much. It's a proud day for me and my music. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Michelle. I give the floor now to Jocelyne Berold of Kassav.
Yes. Good morning, everyone. Have a good day. I speak French generally, but I make an effort with English, so it might not be completely, you know, proper, but I hope that you understand me. I come from Martinique, but I am part of a group that is from Martinique and Guadeloupe, and also from the Caribbean, just like him. The difference with Michel Montané coming from a nation, Trinidad, is that Martinique and Guadeloupe are still French islands, and we're coming from a kind of history that was kind of hard, and from the land of Aimé Césaire and France Fanon, we can, if you look at our history, you know, they've been really working on eradicating poverty in our own island first, you know, after the ages of slavery, right? So we come in from an island where people have the habit of fighting, you know, to survive all the time. And even if we are French, we have to still survive to be ourselves and help each other and develop the country, you know, the way, not like the global way, but like, you know, an island from the Caribbean. So just like in Trinidad, we're having a happy way of seeing life. But we receive, like everyone, you know, news from all over the world, and all the time when we listen to the news at night, we have the feeling that war is always, you know, is still all around, and war carries poverty most of the time. And, you know, the ideas of certain, you know, about religion, I don't know, I'm not really comfortable with the language, but I hope that you understand what I want to say, is that we are aware of that, I can say that. We understand that when people has got guns, our weapon is music. Thank you. And talking about, you know, our islands, we're kind of, in Kassav, it's very special because we have Martinican and Guadeloupean people that were raised, you know, to be one against the other, but we could make it together. So as an example. And we also have people from France, people from Africa who were part of Kassav, and we all could get together. So that's one of the things that I'm saying of the history of Kassav is one of the example in the world of a group getting, you know, people coming from different countries and who can make it together. And we want to make it together to be part of that project and keep on saying to people that just understand each other, work together for a better life for everyone, is very important. I don't know. My English is not. You know, I don't have the right words for it, but that's what I meant. Thank you. Merci.
Mr. Emmanuel Joel.
Well, I just came for this event to play a part because I know when you put a spotlight in a dark place, the evil will perform less. So musicians are like modern day's prophet. So depending on who are you going to be speaking for, if you're for the people or you're going to be serving an institution to just confuse the public. So I come from South Sudan, and my childhood was torn by war in the beginning. And recently I thought we're going to have peace. And again, I've seen my country gone back to war. And so the reason I'm here is basically, I'll say it would be a shame if 20 years from now we see somebody coming here from a war-torn country talking about peace again, or a child becoming a child soldier, because I became a child soldier. I've seen what war's done back at home. My mom, all my aunties were claimed by war. All my uncles died in the war. And now the second war that has taken place now, where my government has turned its guns against its civilians, 60 people from my family members, including two of my brothers, just died recently. And then when I watch the news, and the shocking thing is to see that there are kids who have become soldiers. So the history is repeating itself. And also to hear that the population of my countries are going to starve, so there's going to be a lot of hunger. And just to be here, I'm just playing a part to ally with the UN to have this initiative that next year, asking the public what are they going to do, because what UN is trying to do is to try to end poverty. And what I look at it is sometimes I ask a question, what is peace? Peace is when my belly is full. So when there is food on the table, then it's an easy way to manage conflicts. So poverty is the biggest threat to our stability. So if we are going to try to put a spotlight on it, so it's not going to be a UN journey. This required even the journalists here. It requires every person here. It's each and every person on earth has to play something individually to try to make our world better. If we're going to just rely on the institutions who are here, everybody is tied down. And my question is now is, if you compare how things are happening, it depends who are the big players to manipulate the system for whose idea or whose decision has to be taken. But we as musicians here are going to come to reach your hearts. So because if we're able to reach your hearts, then you're going to take the message in your heart and influence your mind to do a better decision to make our world better. Thank you.
Sumi will have the assistance here. Thank you so much, Sian. And Sumi, the floor is yours, please.
Shobaike shubhechha. Ami Bangladesher pokkho theke eshechi Ben Lalon. Amra Bangla kotha bolchi apnader samne. Eta onek boro lagche. Bhalo lagche.
Welcome to all. I am Sumi from Bangladesh. Came here to speak on behalf of UN. I'm very happy to be here, and thanks all of you.
Amra Ben Lalon Lalon ke niye Laloner gaan ke niye je ekhane eshechi 2015 sale jatishonger je agoto je prithibir notun kore shopno dekheche sei shopner sathe ekatrito hoye ebong sei uddeshe kotha bolar jonno amra apnader sathe ekatrito hoyete mane hoyeche ekhane.
We have come here from Bangladesh to speak on behalf of UN with the agendas will be coming on 2015 to design the new world, and we want to put our voice into it.
আর এই সুযোগ করে দেওয়ার জন্য সকলকে অসংখ্য ধন্যবাদ বাংলাদেশের পক্ষ থেকে এবং বেন লালনের পক্ষ থেকে। আপনারা জানেন বাংলাদেশ একটি স্বল্প উন্নত দেশ এবং খুব শীঘ্রই মধ্যম একটি দেশে পরিণত হতে যাচ্ছে।
Hope you all know Bangladesh is a least developed countries and it is starting to grow better.
এবং আপনারা এটাও জেনে খুশি হবেন যে ইদানিং সময়ের মধ্যে দারিদ্র বিমোচনের বেশ কয়েকটি ধাপ বাংলাদেশ পার করতে পেরেছে।
We have already overcome a few steps to overcome poverty.
যদিও এখনো 60 লক্ষ মানুষ বিশেষ করে মহিলা দারিদ্র সীমার মধ্যে বসবাস করছে এবং তারা সমাজের সর্বস্তর বৈষম্যের শিকার.
Most of the more than 60 million people in Bangladesh are below under poverty, and most of them are women.
এবং আর একটু কিছু কথা বলতে চাই. আমি গানের মানুষ, শুধু গানই করি, আর গান করাই, যারা গান করে তারা গানই করে, কথা বলতে পারে না.
I mainly sing. I can sing, but I cannot speak. So I will tell through my singing on the stage during the concert.
আর আরেকটু বলবো, যেটা হলো যে আমরা বাংলাদেশ থেকে এসেছি ব্যান লালন, আমরা বাংলাদেশের লালন ফিলোসোফার লালন সাহেজির গান করি. সাহেজির আত্মতত্ত্ব বা তার দর্শন, সেটার উপরেই আমাদের জীবন দর্শনকে মিলাতে চাই. এবং আজকে এই কথা এই জন্যই বলবো যে জাতিসংঘের 2015-তে যে স্বপ্ন দেখেছে নতুন পৃথিবী গড়ার, তার সাথে সাইজির বাণী, অর্থাৎ তার যে লেখা ছিল, যে সে যে লিখতে চেয়েছে বা সে যে স্বপ্ন দেখতে চেয়েছে, সেগুলোর সাথে অনেকখানি মিল আছে. শক্ত করে এই কথাটাই বলবো, সাইজির একটি বাণী আমরা বাংলাদেশের যারা লালন ফলোয়ার তারা খুব আত্মস্থ করে চলার চেষ্টা করি বা নিজেদের মধ্যে নিতে প্রচেষ্টা করি, সেটি হলো জাতি ধর্ম বর্ণ উঁচু নিচু সব কিছু ভেদাভেদ করে মানব কর্ম, নট মানব ধর্ম. এই জন্যই বলবো যে ধর্ম, একজন মানুষ যখন তার মানুষের মানুষ তৈরি হয়ে যায়, মানুষ হয়ে যায়, তখন সে আর নারী পুরুষের মধ্যে থাকে না, সে অনেক ঊর্ধ্বে চলে যায় এবং তখন ধর্মকেও পেরিয়ে অনেক বড় গণ্ডিতে চলে যায়। সেই ক্ষেত্রে শুধুই তার কর্মটাই পৃথিবী সুন্দর একটি পৃথিবী গড়ার জন্য আমি বলবো যে অনেক সুন্দর কাজ করে থাকে। তো সাইজির আমরা বাণী সবসময় প্রচার করি, তো সাইজির বাণী নিয়ে এসেছি ইউএনের এই নতুন পৃথিবী গড়ার 2015-র এই স্বপ্নে। আশা করি আমাদের সন্ধ্যার শোতে আমরা সাইজির বাণী আপনাদেরকে বলবো। ইংলিশে ট্রান্সলেশন করা আছে, আপনারা বুঝবেন যে বাণীতে কী লেখা আছে বা কী ধরনের কথা আছে, এবং সেই কথাগুলিই বলবো যে জাতিসংঘের 2015-র এই কর্মকাণ্ডের সাথে একমত। এই তো,
She's better without a script, I think, I believe. Let me introduce myself. I play with this band. I'm a drummer and band leader of this band. Band Lalon is a little bit different than other bands from our country. What she was trying to tell you is, Fokir Lalon Shahid, the person with his influence, the band is named Ben Lalon, and the legend was Fokir Lalon Shahi. He was 150 or 70 years back. He was a famous philosopher, or he has got some different thought to design our Bengali society. So we are encouraged with him, and we are influenced by him, and we believe he sings about mostly with the discrimination with poor and rich, black and white, color discrimination, and all those discriminations. He wrote these songs 150 years back, and now we try to bring those songs back to rebuild the society. And we believe this is the most important thing now these days, and UN is also working on that, and we are Ben Lalon also with Lalon Shahi's influence, we are also working on that. So you'll be singing all those songs, mainly two songs from his collection and one of our own song, today, and you will get the transcript, the translation of the songs through our webpage. And if you are interested, we can collect them. Thank you so much.
Thank you so very much. We have time for a few questions. And please just make sure to have your microphones on and let us know who you'd like to answer your question. Please, Shauna, go right ahead.
Hello, my name is Shauna McGee from Kyoto News. We'd like to thank all of you for being here, and we can't wait for the concert this evening. And Mr. Jal, I'd like to thank you on behalf of the UN Correspondents Association for having performed last February. I hope you remember, you rocked the house. So you proved that music is very powerful. I'd like to direct my first question to you, and maybe others can join in later, but as a former child soldier and artist of great global influence, what message do you have for the world's leaders ahead of 2015? And secondly, what message do you have for children like yourself who are suffering in Syria, South Sudan, and around the world, and are very far from the UN and these notions of post-2015 development agenda? How do you make that real for them? And after you answer, please jump in. Thank you.
Well, that's really a difficult way to try to answer it, to get the message to the leaders, because a lot of the leaders don't get the right content. They are blocked. And after they don't get, maybe this is going to be an opportunity. What I'll say is, do your work with your heart. If you can't hear from your messages, try to see what are the birds singing. You know, look around. What is the wind? What are the water telling you? What, when you meet people, what do you see in their eyes? And often what I was just reading in the past, I realized long time ago, leaders, how they used to hear the truth of what's going on around is they used to listen to musicians. And so they get to get collection of what are the musicians singing. And so it would be great to hear, for them to take time to listen to the people and try to go by the people. But now what I could tell them is, it's not a threat, but just to let them know the people now know. And if the leaders are failing, but we the people are going to take the lead. And we'll show them the way. So I don't know, the other part is for the children, I'll just tell them, let them not let hope go. We're working on it. I met some two kids. I went to Fargo on this. One of the kids came to me and he said, I know my country's at war. So the kids understand probably I'm from another tribe. And say, what's the solution? I don't know. I don't like why people are killing each other. Then I told that kid is, we have run out of ideas. The adults have run out of ideas. And now you're in school. So take your education seriously, because we're looking up to you that you're going to come and change all this thing. And the kid was really excited to see that he has a responsibility to go to school. So what I may put it to other kids out there, look, the world is in a mess. The adults are trying, but we are running out of ideas, and so that's why they are going to school. Maybe they'll come with a better formula to take the world better.
Thank you so much, Emmanuel. I regrettably have to point out that we literally have about, let's say, 3 minutes or so. I see three more questions on the floor. What I'd like to do is take those three, possibly four questions I see now, hear them back to back, take it back to the panel for the next few minutes for answers. Errol, Matt, Masoud, you had a question? Okay, please, then three. One, two, three.
Okay, again, since we don't have a question, I would like to follow up to a gentleman that just, and I'm not a very big knower of the hip-hop music, but what you're saying, it's really touching my heart, sir. So can you please say your follow-up on your thoughts when you said that the adults are running out of ideas, and when you said before that light comes to the dark, something is changed, and the institution cannot do everything if the usual people does not do that.
Okay.
Great. Matthew Lee, Inner City Press, on behalf of the Free UN Coalition for Access. Thank us, all of you, and I'm looking forward to the concert. I'm sorry, I also want to ask Emmanuel Jal. There are a lot of questions come up in this room about South Sudan. So I wanted to know, one of the things the UN said it would do is to issue a report on cluster bombs, cluster munitions that were used there during this most recent phase. They still haven't released it, and I wondered if you have, it's rare to hear, to have somebody that's free to speak their mind. What do you think of the UN's role during this most recent stage of the conflict and the presence of Ugandan peacekeepers or troops still within South Sudan? Thanks.
Thank you, Matt. Go ahead. Please use your microphone and let us know who you'd like to address your question.
Hi, my name is Sarah Brittany Somerset, and my question is for Marshall Montano. Marshall, I saw you at SumFest, and your performance was amazing, very high energy. My question for you is, what level of outreach do you give back within your community as far as charitable initiatives?
Okay. So whoever would like to start first, please, the floor is yours, panelists. Marshall, if you would like to start first.
Sure. First of all, you know, I want to say that music is my mission and is actually my blessing. You know, I've found it when I tried to focus on finding my purpose. And I just wanted to touch on the general idea of speaking to the leaders, first of all. I think my contribution is definitely influencing others to use music to make messages be heard, especially positive messages. And I believe that music is the way that, you know, the soul was put into us, you know, the sounds from all around. So we put these messages into people. And I'm saying that to get messages to the leaders, we have to use the people. The voice of the people will influence the leaders. It has always been the test of time and the solution. So we have to really struggle to empower the people, empower their voices, empower their spirits, empower their efforts. And, you know, I really urge this message to the kids. You know, I just wrote a book about, you know, unity and about, you know, preserving the environment, because this is the message we should speak to the youths. When they connect with the world that they live in, they will therefore empower themselves to be the messengers, to stand up to the leaders. And we use music as a vehicle. Today, in my music, I ensure that there's tradition, which is on the left, there's tradition, respect, for those who went by, and the elders, and the ancestors, and the foundation. So the tradition is there, but I also encourage the young people to embrace the technology on the right, which is the ability to communicate. We have such a great, you know, I look around, I see cameras, I see microphones, I see recorders, laptops. We have the tools to communicate with each other. Today we can speak here, and they are hearing us in Sudan. And they're hearing us in Africa, and they're hearing us in India, and they're hearing us in the Caribbean in real time. So let's embrace the technology with the respect for our tradition, and let's deal with the truth in the middle. What is the truth? You know, how do we end poverty? How do we end these things? So in terms of my contribution, you know, I've started the Foundation for Greatness. And this is a simple way. I reach out to the young people and try to encourage them to be great, to look up at world leaders. What was Mandela? What was Mahatma? You know, it was simple messages, non-violence, you know, believing in what you are. So you can take your simple message and become great with your message if you encourage others and communicate it to others. You know, I really believe in, you know, leading by example. And I put myself forward as a clear page for the young people to see. My success has come from my integrity and has come from my purpose, which has always been based on making humanity happy, making everybody better, and making us move along. So I hope that this will continue to permeate the atmosphere. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. Emmanuel, please.
You said the darkness, there's something you mentioned about the children. I didn't get that part.
Just tell me, if you can, what did you mean when you said that the people leaders has to lead instead of an institution will not do it at the best, or not deliver without people to
incompetence. Okay. Well, you said about spotlight. So what I normally do is when I use my experiences for social emotional learning, so basically telling stories through music, and that's like creating awareness, because human beings, once they know, sometimes you don't have to tell them what to do. They will act. So if you look at the Holocaust, when it happened, it wasn't it was rumors. People did not know. But when the information was passed and people began to know, then the government was lobbied. Rwanda, people died in Rwanda. Why did it die? Why a lot of people died? Because there was no awareness. And most of the phone calls that were coming to the governments were about endangered species in South America, so about birds, about fish in the sea. But nobody was really lobbying, look, there's something happening here and millions of people could be dead. So in South Sudan, 2.5 million people died during the time when I was a child soldier and until we got peace. There was no enough awareness, no cameras, nobody was speaking or people were highlighting. And so it's recently when my country went to war, I hear like there are 15 to 20,000 people that actually got killed within the city. But because of fear, most South Sudanese only speak when they run out of the city, and that's when they communicate. And so when awareness began and rallying and United Nations and countries beginning to care, like we're going to hold leaders accountable if there's more genocide, it's actually helped because people communicated through social media and through the other medias. So what when people talk about a situation, even if there's no action, the fact that there's awareness that something wrong is happening, it minimizes the damage. It's like a thief coming to steal. They don't like to steal in the light.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what the people who commit crimes, they do it in the dark. Even those who do money laundering, they don't do it in the light. They don't do it in the open. They do it in the dark. So that's why I believe like putting a spotlight in a dark place. So this event is a call for responsibility, because I was asked to tweet to my followers, what are you doing 2015? So this is more about people's campaign. Everybody, look, we want to face poverty. UN alone can't end it. And when it comes to, you told me about the leaders. Well, in history, if you look at it, the people know we cannot fool people anymore now because the social media, people are beginning to educate themselves. And it's no longer going to be easy to try to tell another person, hey, these people are subhuman species and we are better human. It's going to be difficult because now everybody's beginning to acquire information and people are beginning to learn. And so, and all the old methods that were used long time ago, where religion was used by people for control and extending the empathy to people of the same faith or same color as them, is no longer in the next 20 or 30 years going to be that active because people are educating themselves. And so for leaders, if you look at the way things are happening now, if there's democracy, if you're not following the right way as a leader, then the people are not going to keep you in the office. They'll push you out. And also we have now where we have big organizations with big budgets going to a poor neighborhood or poor country, hoping they're going to change results. Then you have grassroots organizations that have minimum budget and goes to a poor area and transform it because they listen, they know what the people want. So now, like, we have big organizations saying, hey, the kids tell them, I need pen, I need a book. Then the organization tell them, no, you need water. So people are not listening. So the good thing is now we have small organizations who are working out there, or individuals probably working. You find, like, if you look at the UN now, you find people working at the UN actually sponsoring kids with their own salary. And so they actually pay their own salary to go to school. And you find, if you look at the history, you find some of them have become doctors. So that's individual way of trying to end poverty. So, and now people are leading. And so there's another question which is about UN roles and cluster bombs. So, I mean, we have to pressure UN to follow its words of what they said, because cluster bombs have been used also in cattle camps where civilians are being thrown for these bombs and they drop there. So we want to know who authorized them and why did they have to use them on civilians? They have been banned. Why are they used in South Sudan? They're now scattered in the forests. It kills cows. I hear other different stories that chemical weapons have been used in other areas where some people go blind and start removing stuff. How can those things be tested? And whoever people have used them should be held accountable. And what do I think about UN? I'll say, like, UN has played a... Sometime when we have a lot of terrible things happening, we can point fingers easily to an institution. But we can look at the good things that the UN has done. At least it has helped establish peace. In a way, the institutions that are there, in situation where there's starvation, they are the firstest to react to supply people with food. But if we don't understand the politics that's going on within, because they've committed themselves in ending poverty or helping the world become a better place, but it's not going to be them doing it. It has to be everybody. So, and that's why I'm here, because UN thinks I am playing a part and I'm trying to play a part. It's, I have to be everybody playing a part to make our world a better place. But also, if UN is getting lost, we as the people also have a responsibility to start speaking out and tell, hey, you're not doing it right. You know, like now in South Sudan, how can we have civilians under the UN protection and the UN compound being raided by the government soldiers and killing civilians inside UN compound? And then there's nothing talking about it. There's no responsibility. There's no follow-up. How can cluster bombs be used and nothing is happening? So I, as an artist, I have a responsibility to speak out on that, even though we're in a collaboration. So it will help the people within to push the things to go.
Thank you so much.
I just want to know, two beautiful ladies over here, they have not been allowed to say a single word. Can they please... especially the lady from Bangladesh and you, I mean, your thoughts on at least that how you can create peace and harmony in your nation, amongst people, amongst nation, especially in Bangladesh. And I just want to also say to you that your language is absolutely beautiful. I wish I could. Absolutely beautiful. And wish I could talk. So could you please, ladies, enlighten us also? Thank you.
দারিদ্র বিমোচন আমি তার আগে একটা সুন্দর একটা দুই লাইন কথা বলবো। এই 2015 কে নিয়ে ইউএন যে স্বপ্নটা দেখছে, আমরা সবসময় শুনে আসছি, মানে শুরু থেকে পৃথিবীর এখন পর্যন্ত পৃথিবীর উপরে, মানে পৃথিবীর উপরে আমরা দাঁড়িয়ে আছি। তো আমি বলবো আজকে এখানে আসলে পৃথিবীর উপরে আমরা দাঁড়িয়ে নিই, পৃথিবী আমাদের উপরে দাঁড়িয়ে আছে। এই জন্যই যে আমাদের এই সুন্দর হাত, সুন্দর চোখ দিয়ে যদি আমরা এই পৃথিবীটাকে সুন্দর করে গড়তে পারি, তাহলে অনেক সুন্দর করে সুন্দর একটি পৃথিবী হবে। এটা ছিল প্রথম কথা। আর দ্বিতীয়ত, আপনি যেটা বলেছেন দারিদ্র নিয়ে,
হ্যাঁ, previously, we knew that we were living on the world. We were standing on the world. The world is holding us. But what she wants to tell is now we have to hold the world. It is on us how the world will live in future. So this is her first focus point.
And as he said, you know, it's everyone who's got to work on a change. First, work on yourself, because when you're better, you become an example. The others see you, and they can maybe try to look like you. I come from a very difficult situation, I'm saying. It's not like Sudan, of course, because, you know, I'm part of, you know, I'm a French department. The thing is, you know, we have lots of little fights inside that gets, you know, the thing more difficult. But, you know, as a group, CASAV, we've been performing quite all over the world, to Tahiti, or what's her name, Nouvelle-Calédonie, Africa. We did quite all Africa, you know, all French-speaking Africa from north to south. and Portuguese, Africa, and everything. So we have been meeting a lot of people, and we find the exact same thing. You know, people are always trying, you know, to have hope. And as he said, you know, we have to give hope to people. Tell them, yes, you can. You were not there just to be profiter, to use what was there. You have to leave something to this world. You have to help. You have to give a hand. Our music, you know, in our, you know, what Kassav is doing is working for, you know, the Caribbean people, I mean, French-speaking Caribbean people, to help them to feel like they're part of the world. Because when you come in from the story, like our story, you know, most of the people, they're trying, you know, to take advantage of, instead of thinking that they are there and they have to do something. So for our Caribbean people, that's what we're doing. And for the rest of the world, try to do the same thing, you know, giving hope, giving love, trying to get them, you know, to be part of this world and active, you know. That's, I don't know how to explain it better.
ও ভালো করে বিষয়টা একটু বলবে বাংলাদেশে দারিদ্র কিভাবে উন্মোচন সহজ করা যায় বা এটা থেকে আমরা উত্তরাতে পারি.
Well, for Bangladesh, she told me to, I should put my thought. For Bangladesh, we think, well, it is even easier situation in Bangladesh because only poor, natural calamities, pollution, or these are main problems. In fact, they have more even harder, threatening, complicated problems. So Bangladesh is, in fact, in a better position and better situation. Life is smooth over there, peace and harmony, because we had living there, Hindu, Muslim, Buddhist, Christian, all living together for long. So the main thing is we need to work hard. We need good governance. Yeah. We need to focus on selecting leaders. If we select perfect leaders who can take the nation in a better position, that should be our focus. So selecting better leaders should be main focus for Bangladesh. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I just want to say thank you for the extra time allotted. And are there any other questions? Well, thank you so much for being here. Thank you to our panelists. This was a wonderful press conference, from ensuring human rights, the respect for human rights and the rule of law, to building awareness on a concert on 2015 and beyond. On behalf of the President of the General Assembly, we thank you so much for being here, and let us continue to set the stage together. Thank you so much.